Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, moving on now. So is it completely desperate for somebody to offer you any amount of money, any amount, just to go out with you?
That's called prostitution.
In this case.
Yeah, I can't tell if this is a trick or a treat that this guy is playing on me. So I have maybe girl bossed a little bit too close to the sun. I come on here and I talk about how I'm just in this slump in my dating life where I'm really at a low point in terms of male attention. I talked about going to DC and wearing red nail polish specifically so that I would get hit on. I re-downloaded the dating apps. Like, I'm putting out all bat signals saying I'm open for business, and I need to turn them off. I need to turn them off because it's going a little bit too far. So I don't always get hit on in my DMs, but when I do, I absolutely read them for my own validation. And so there's just been this one person in my DMs over the last couple of months that shoots me a couple of DMs. I read them, I giggle to myself, and then I move on just because, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to go out with somebody who slides into my DMs just because I don't know who this person is. They could be a total stranger. And 9 times out of 10, their profile's on private.
Completely different experience for a guy in radio as it is for a girl in radio.
In what way?
Well, because you have to protect yourself more.
Yeah.
Guys in radio are like, okay, green light.
It's a girl. So I did this. I don't know if it was an Ask Me Anything or I did something on, last week on my Instagram story, I did one of those open question responses on my Instagram story where you can go in and you can respond to a question. So I was asking people about that list that had come out where people were listing off the worst places to take your date on a first date. And I was like, which ones are your hard no's? Let me know. And so one guy responded to it and was like, well, I'm trying to take you to XYZ place. When are we going there? And so I click on his profile. It's the same guy who's been DMing me, and his profile's on private. And so I screenshot all the responses, and I'm making little captions to all of these different responses about, you know, whether or not somebody wants to go to Applebee's for a first date or not. And then I get to his response, and I make a little caption, and I said, y'all got to stop putting your profiles on private because I'm shallow. So then this guy DMs me. He's like, I'm off private now. I don't care at this point. I'm not going out with somebody in my DMs. I'm not trying to get murdered. It is spooky season. So then all of a sudden, about an hour later, I get a friend request on my Venmo. And I can see that it's the same guy that it's been up in my DMs. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what he wants on my Venmo. Also, how did he find me? And then the next day, I get another notification from my Venmo with the guy, same name. And it says, XYZ person has paid you $10. Oh. And the caption just says, Thursday coffee.
No.
And so I'm like, is this so I can get coffee for myself? Or is this his way of asking me out by paying me for my attention?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, he gets A for creative points. I will give him that.
And he gets an A for getting pretty close to a felony for stalking, right?
I don't know what the right thing to do in this situation is because I have a rule. I don't go out with strangers on the internet unless they're on a dating app.
Yeah, that's right. I just made that note right here. How are DMs different from a dating app?
I don't know. It just seems like if you're on a dating app, I can see your location. I can see if you actually live in the city that I live in. I feel like I've been on enough dating app dates that it just feels more normal. To me, a DM just feels like such a risk. Like anybody can create a profile. Anybody can, you know, say that these are their photos. Dating apps, you have to verify your face. So it feels a little bit safer. I know that's not always the case, but yeah, I don't know.
I agree with that because, I mean, people get scammed all the time on social media apps. So I think there is while it might be minuscule, there is a level of security when it comes to using dating apps as opposed to social media apps. I'm going to give you another tip and trick because I saw this reel and it was about a single girl looking for a guy. And she goes, I'm scoping out all the guys in the TSA pre-check because the government's already done the background check.
Oh, so that's kind of smart.
Not an awful idea.
The government's already done the background check, so that's half the work done. Now I just have to figure out which one I think is hot.
Show me a screenshot of your TSA pre-check. And you're much closer to a date. That's not bad.
Also, I am not going into the regular check-in line when I'm at the airport. So if you're at the TSA line, that means we can also travel together. Yeah. So yeah, I'm conflicted. Do I send him the money back? What do I buy myself a nice coffee? What do I do with this man's money?
Do you send the money back?
Hell no. Dude took a shot.
I would say keep it, but I feel like if you keep it, you might have to block him on everything because he probably gonna feel like you owe him something.
That might be true too. Yeah, you don't know what kind of mentality you're dealing with here. Yep.
Maybe I'll pay him some more money with gratuity.
The Burt Show.